You are listening to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Sorry about the major lapse due to Hanukkah and different things going on. Didn't get much of the recordings this week, at least today. Hopefully we'll get it out. Rabbi Kiva Omer here in Gimel, Yud Gimel, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Chapter 3, Paragraph 13, here on Season 6 of the TTPA, with the Mishnah elucidated the wonderful translation and commentary. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Sechok v'kalos rosh margilin l'erva, mesora siyag l'torah, me'asra siyag l'osher, nedarim siyag l'prisha, siyag l'chachma shtika. Very, very famous. Rabbi Kiva says, joking and being frivolous lead to immorality. The sin of immoral relations is different from most other sins in that it can only be done with two people. We should never know from such things. Normally, a person's natural sense of shame would prevent him from asking someone else to join him in sin. But when there's joking going around and people are frivolous and people are too familiar, there's less shame towards one another. And unfortunately, it can lead to extra sin, as Tiferes Yisrael points out. The teaching implies that avoidance of joking and frivolity will protect a person from immorality. Rabbi Kiva continues by listing other things that provide protection. As Rabbi Yonah points out, he calls them fences because they protect things like a fence protects a field. The tradition that records the spelling of words in the Torah is a fence for the Torah because the Torah's meaning sometimes learned from the spelling of its words. The exact spelling of the words in the Torah was received at Har Sinai and passed down through the generations. Since laws and details of some mitzvahs are derived from how the words are spelled, knowledge of the spelling protects and supports the true intention of the Torah, Rav points out. Different explanation, because the spelling of the words in the Torah has been recorded strictly and accurately over the generations. The texts of all Torah scrolls are the same, with just a few exceptions. This is in contrast to the Talmud, whose spelling is not based on a precise tradition. Thus, there are many places in which books of the Talmud have different texts, as Rabbi Yonah points out. Giving tithes is a fence for wealth, because no one who gives tithes becomes wealthy. The Torah states aser to aser, which interprets in Tanis 9a as aser b'shvil shetit asher, tithes so that you should become rich. Although the verse refers to giving tithes, trumas and marsus, the one is obligated separate from produce of Eretz Yisrael, the same teaching applies to giving charity. The more charity one gives, the richer one becomes. Giving tithes is a fence for wealth, because one who gives tithes becomes wealthy. Excuse me. That's the only place Hashem says, you could test me. And he talks about in Hosea, it's give your tzedakah and see if I won't open the heavens and the shamayim to give you and rain down blessing for you. So give that charity because Hashem will get you back, Blain Eder. Vows are a fence for abstinence because a person who wants to abstain from a certain pleasure will find it easier to do so if he vows not to engage in that pleasure. The Mishnah speaks of someone who wants to stop indulging in a permitted pleasure in order to protect himself from sin. For example, not having wine so that he will not become drunk and commit averos. If he finds the permitted pleasure hard to avoid, he should make a vow not to do it. He thus makes the activity prohibited to himself because breaking a vow is a biblical sin. Avoiding a real sin is easier than avoiding that which is permitted, as Rav Magen Avos points out. Normally, making a vow is wrong. It is allowed only for the purpose described here, as Magen Avos points out. And a fence for wisdom is silence, because the silence is the sign of a wise person. This teaching is different from the previous ones because silence does not protect wisdom. Rather, silence is a sign of wisdom because wise people tend to be silent and refrain from worthless conversation. Thus, a person who avoids idle conversation has the characteristic of a wise person, as King Shlomo wrote in Mishlei, even the fool is considered wise when he is silent, as Rav Rabbeinu Bachya points out. A different explanation. There are situations in which silence does indeed protect wisdom, because a student who is listening to his teacher will learn more if he remains silent until the teacher has finished. Should he interrupt the teacher, he might not hear everything the teacher says, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. So remember, you have that fence for Torah. You have that fence. Don't be frivolous. Don't have lightheadedness. It'll help you avoid sins and understand the Masoros and the wonderful teachings of the rabbis will protect the Torah. Giving Meister, giving Tzedakah really helps to become wealthy. Don't hold me to that, but that's what Hashem says, Blain Eder, and Nedarim help to avoid sin, and a fence for wisdom is silence. A silence is a wonderful thing to be a part of. Join us next time as we talk about the idea of how beloved man is in the image of God, especially here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.